We welcome you back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. This is normally where B.B. Shea would do his rap to wrap up the entire week. We don't have it. Got a bad foot.
I hope so. I'm worried about him.
I'm not.
Oh, no. Oh, God. No.
He looks great.
Look every what you, you've done it to him.
The guy looks great. You look great, too.
Oh, God.
Every time I see him, he looks good. Yeah. You know?
Well, they'll have to cancel his trip to Mardi Gras to amputate his leg at the knee.
God.
Boy, I hope not. But I sit here and cheer for him. I'll throw him in for the prayer request on Sunday at church, too.
I thought of you this morning.
Sunday. I'll be at church on Sunday now.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter says we're going to church.
I thought of you this morning. I had a rough morning, and I did think of you this morning as I got into my, limped to my car of you going, you look great.
He does look great.
Well, because I try to not bring my cane in with me.
I heard it today.
I don't like showing weakness.
I know. And I respect that.
Yeah.
But I heard it as you limped by today.
Yeah,
I never turn and look at you eye to eye.
But I know Chris Demme will see it.
He told me.
Yeah. And he said, I bet I know what he said. He was late and he's caning this morning.
I didn't say late. Mm-hmm. I just said caning.
I said late. He said caning. Yeah. I said Biggie was late.
And Chris, I said caning too.
It was not a pleasant, well, was not a good morning.
Right, that's right.
Well, there's a little dance. You're not aware of this, Biggie, but you could probably figure out what happens. Mm-hmm. We know our office is right by the door and from the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So when someone comes in, we generally, we hear it and see it first. And we saw your vehicle pull into your traditional parking spot and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened.
That's right.
Nothing happened. Eventually, the door opened and you came through at a slower pace. And I said, Biggie's happened. Biggie's moving slow today.
Yeah.
Bad knee.
And then I looked around to see, A, what color of your shirt?
Blue.
Electric blue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Royal blue. Nice. Mm-hmm. And I saw you were caning, moving slower.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was packing the car this morning.
For the trip.
Yeah. Because I have to take certain things with me, my BiPAP now. And I was loading in.
Extra oxygen?
I don't have to bring the oxygen because I don't need the oxygen all the time anymore.
Thank God, because if you had a bump, if you hit a speed bump just right, boom.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
But I also brought along like a little cooler with some drinks and things. So I had a bag I was trying to load into the back seat this morning, and I nailed my knee with the door.
Mm. Oh, baby.
And
a car door?
Yeah. And then I, in a fit of rage, took my own suitcase, which I was also going to pack, and just launched it back. Somewhere towards my house.
You said
there is this on video?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on door.
It would probably be, I believe. Well, you'd at least probably see the suitcase. If it picked up the suitcase, you'd see that fly across.
Oh, please dig up that video.
You said there was a suitcase laying askew at your
I thought it was one of your Airbnbers. It's your own.
No, it's your own.
No, it's my own.
You
threw
it back.
You were 6.5 seconds from Kelly calling you.
I said, if he doesn't hear soon, I'm going to call him.
Oh, it took me many cuss words and I got into the car. See, the problem is too, this is going deep, being on these stupid freaking blood thinners that I guess are keeping me alive or lowering my stroke risk.
Jesus.
I know. They are the worst.
Right? Finally, somebody said it.
Somebody had to.
If anyone's on, you know who I feel for right now? Victor Wembanyama.
Got a blood clot.
Yep, he's got a blood clot, and they said they're treating with blood thinners. And I said, welcome to the club. You're not going to be able to do anything.
What do Biggie and Victor Wembanyama have in common?
Believe it or not, that.
Blood thinners.
Blood thinners.
They're missing tonight's game.
That's right. They're out. They're
for a season.
What do they call it? He's done for. They shut him down. They shut him down for the season.
But
that's right.
The one thing they tell you is if you cut yourself, you're going to bleed forever, which is true. I have found that out.
Yeah.
And the other thing is if you get a bruise or you hit your anything, it just hurts like hell for days.
Does it?
If I brushed my teeth basically too hard this week, my upper molars have just been unbelievably sore and painful for days.
Because of that.
Yeah.
They're that poignant. They're that
powerful. If you bump something, you'll end up with a bruise, and it's going to look like somebody – my knee's going to look like somebody came along – it's going to look like I got sweeped in the leg by Johnny from Karate Kid.
Tanya Harding. Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan.
Exactly what I thought.
And it's all the blood thinners do all this, and it's miserable.
God,
do we know, we're not scientists in this room, but if your average, let's say your average blood when it comes out of your body is whatever, it's like cranberry juice but thicker. Mm-hmm. How much thinner is blood thin blood?
I'm gonna say, speaking a language we can understand, Mr. Scientist.
I was trying to. I use cranberry juice.
You want to know the truth?
Is it ketchup versus cranberry?
It's to me, it is. You can tell it's noticeably thinner. It looks, and maybe it's just me knowing I'm on blood thinners.
That's cranberry. Yeah.
That's ocean spray.
Wait.
That's cranapple.
I feel like it's noticeably thinner.
I'm sure it is. I mean, you know it is, of course.
It looks more liquid. I mean, more liquidic.
Well, they call it blood thinner for a reason.
Right, but I mean, you can only have, your blood can't be but so thin, right? But it still has to move through your body.
Yeah, but see, the whole point is, with this heart issue I'm having, the reason I'm on the blood thinners is they were like, look, we can't be 100% sure there's not a thin or a small clot in there. That's why they give you the blood thinners to thin out the clot, because they're like, if the clot's in the heart, it might just be messing with the heart, but if it goes to your brain, that's an aneurysm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What you want is the groove is in the heart. You don't want the clot.
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, man.
Oh, man, these medicines, the more I read about them, the more I'm like,
I'm puckered. I'm sorry.
Now, Biggie, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but you said this is the Real Talk segment. Mm. Are you faithfully taking your medications?
Oh, yeah. You cannot miss.
Yeah.
I bought
plenty
one of those.
Plenty of people do.
I bought one of those night and day organizers. Every Sunday, I've put everything in. I have to take them with, some you take with food, some you can take anytime. Mm-hmm. I'm always very strict about trying to take it at dinner time. Now, there have been times I've been getting in bed at like 8 o'clock at night and I've been like, oh, crap.
Forgot. Got to go do it.
Got to get out of bed, because you cannot. The one thing they beat into your head is do not miss a dose.
I have. God, we're so alike. I haven't missed. I'm doing my electric toothbrush every night. Remember, that was my non-negotiable. So sometimes I'm getting into bed, I'm like, wait, I did it only with the regular brush. I've got to go do it with the electric toothbrush.
We're so much alike.
You're comparing that to Biggie's plot is in the heart?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Plot is in the heart.
You and me and Victor Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. We should do a podcast. Next year or next week, we should do like, which is true of which is like face of the league. Victor Wembanyama.
We should.
Future face of the league.
I thought about...
Surprisingly large.
Yeah. Both. Push. They're both surprisingly large.
I thought about reaching out to him and be like, hey, brother.
Yeah.
I got some tips for you.
You should mm-hmm. get
on. Well, and this is a great part about being on heart meds and blood thinners and everything, too, is when you do hurt yourself in some way, you can't take any pain medicine.
God.
Because you can only take Tylenol is what I'm only allowed to take, mm-hmm. which frankly, unless you have a fever, mm-hmm. Tylenol is the most useless pain reliever there is.
But how often are you having to take prescription pain medication?
Well, that was helping with the knee trouble before.
That has
been removed. Now, I do go back and see my orthopedic in just a few weeks because I'm going to see if I can at least get some more gel shot into my knee. That helped last year.
That's right. Not jello shots. Pardon me.
Gel.
Gel shots. Mm-hmm.
God. My life right now is pretty much wake up, be mad I woke up, realize that I still have to live life, why I'm here, sit for a solid 15 minutes and cry, get dressed, come here.
Face all this.
Say hey to me.
Yeah.
Hey,
baby. Do all this. Hey.
He's late.
You look good. You look great.
You made a mistake with the audio.
Yeah. Go home, eat a low sodium turkey sandwich, because I gotta be low, so make my way to my bed for a nap, wake up, be mad I woke up, eat low sodium dinner, watch my weekly nightly shows, go to bed and do it all over again.
Okay. All right, the glamour, all the glamour of it.
There's your BTS.
There it is. Right there. You should podcast this. This should be,
I should.
Here's what I'm doing.
And if anyone sees a suitcase laying on the side of the road, that's mine.
That's his.
Yeah.
That's his.
Please don't open it.
Wow. Has left suitcase on side of the road. Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Or both. I like that game. Wimby, Biggie, or both.
Yeah.
Next week here on this program.